Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Based on today's Daf, Daf Tes Zayin or Beis, in the Mishnah there becomes a very serious issue with respect to almost every Erev in the entire world. What's that issue? So almost every Erev relies on the Torah of Pesach going around the whole neighborhood. Now, within the neighborhood, there are streets, there are houses, there are front yards, there are backyards, and there's some areas that are just open fields, open parks. Now, there's something called a karpef. We're not talking about a karpef. Those are different dinim. Just open areas, fields, grass, where people don't actually live. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Erev and Daf, Tes Zayin Mabez, that when it comes to a shiar, when it comes to a certain caravan that's traveling and they want to stop and they want to build an Erev, the Mishnah says, Makifin Shlosha Chavam Zelamal Mazay, you have three ropes, one above the other, Ubavad Shalyeh Ben Chevel Chaveh Shlosha Tvachim, within three Tvachim of each other, and gives different examples how to build the Mechitza. What is left off, almost glaringly left off the list, why doesn't the Mishnah suggest you just build the Tzurz of Pesach? Why are you talking about ropes going across or some sticks going vertical? What happened to building a Tzurz of Pesach around the area? So this is a question that was actually asked by Tosos on Daf Yud Aleph Amun Aleph. Tosos there, Dira Maschel Ilema, raised the question towards the bottom, and he says, he gives two answers. One answer, he says, if you build the Tzurz of Pesach around the area of the shiara, of the caravan, what's going to happen oftentimes is the gamal, and the camel is going to walk back and forth, and they're going to knock down the Tzurz of Pesach. Therefore, it's going to be ruined. It just won't be very practical. But then he says a second explanation, Dibishayara, Ein Lahatir, Kmo Bechatzer, Shemukaf, Ladira. A Tzurz of Pesach only works in a courtyard when Rosh Hashanah Yachid that was meant for living. Levush explained because since people, when they live, oftentimes they surround the areas with windows and doors, it makes sense to build a Tzurz of Pesach about a place that's a Makum Dira. But an open field where no one lives, a Tzurz of Pesach would be ineffective because no one builds a Tzurz of Pesach around a field. And therefore, it doesn't work. So the question becomes, when you build an entire neighborhood, an entire city, with a Tzurz of Pesach, now within that city, there are certainly areas that are Mokum Dira, there are houses and yards, but there's also areas that are Bikos and Sados that are not meant for a Mokum Dira. Should that actually work? So it's brought down by the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. He seems to indicate in Or HaChaim Siman Pei Ches that the Tzurz of Pesach will only be effective on the areas that are Mokum Dira, but the areas that are considered a bika, that are considered a sada, it wouldn't work. So you can only carry in certain parts of the area. That's the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. However, the Chazon Ish writes in Or HaChaim, Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Hey, he says, no, the Tzurz of Pesach works in all areas. If it's going to be this discussion by a Shiara, that the Tzurz of Pesach doesn't work, according to Tosos, that's only when the Tzurz of Pesach was exclusively around a field. But if the Tzurz of Pesach is around a neighborhood, and it's working in a Makom Dira, from the mere fact that it works for a Makom Dira, it also works for that which is not a Makom Dira, and it would not pose any problem on building such a Erev. So most neighborhoods rely on this. There are those who might be Machmir, but the common practice is to rely on a Tzurz of Pesach, even though it's around the field. Now, with respect to Karbef, that's a whole other din of forests and lakes and things of that sort. That will have to save Mitzvah Hashem for a different discussion.